Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. These words of Jesus in the gospel are still true today, more than 2,000 years later, as members of the body of Christ continue to work miracles in his name. This is Archbishop Dennis Schnur with some reflections on today's readings. In the first reading, the priest Ezra reads to the Jewish people from the Book of the Law, the Torah, after the Babylonian exile ended in 538 BC. Ezra tells the people not to be sad and weep at hearing the law, but to celebrate this gift from God with rich foods and sweet drinks, because it is a blessing and not a burden. As today's responsorial psalm says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul." Before the coming of the Messiah, the law was one of two guiding lights God gave his chosen people to teach them how to live. The other guiding light was the prophets. The primary role of the prophets was to call sinners back to God by telling them uncomfortable truths. However, that was not always their task. For example, in the gospel reading today, Jesus begins his public ministry in Galilee by applying to himself a message from the book of the prophet Isaiah that is hopeful rather than admonishing. The message is worth repeating because it applies to us as well. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." That same Spirit that came upon Jesus also descended upon the church at Pentecost and guides the church to this very day. Moreover, the same Holy Spirit came upon each of us at baptism when we became members of the body of Christ. As St. Paul tells the Corinthians in our second reading, "For in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body." And a little later he continues, "Now you are Christ's body, and individually parts of it." We are the Lord's eyes, ears, and hands in our time and place. From the earliest days of the church, that has meant taking care of those in need. We do this as individual Christians, but also collectively as a faith community. For more than four decades, this archdiocese has undertaken an annual appeal to enable members of the local church to do together what we cannot do separately by financially supporting vital ministries that teach, feed, and heal in Christ's name. Today, I invite you to take part in the 2022 Catholic Ministries Appeal. Throughout our just-concluded bicentennial year of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, I reflected on our Christian call to radiate Christ as joyful witnesses. When we radiate Christ, we become the light of the world. The theme of this year's Catholic Ministries Appeal reflects that reality with a passage taken from the Sermon on the Mount in the Gospel of St. Matthew. The passage reads, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." The good works of the six ministries supported by the Catholic Ministries Appeal assist the most vulnerable among us every day, including expectant mothers, the hungry, the elderly, those with mental health challenges, refugees, prisoners, and families. Those life-changing ministries are Catholic Charities of Southwest Ohio, Catholic Social Services of the Miami Valley, Hospital, Campus, and Prison Chaplaincies, the Center for the New Evangelization, St. Rita School for the Deaf, the Seminary and Vocation Programs, and our retired priests. All of them continued to be challenged by the COVID-19 pandemic over the past year, both in terms of demands from those they serve and in terms of their ability to deliver services. Many of our donors were undoubtedly challenged as well. And yet, last year, CMA's campaign once again exceeded its fundraising goal of $5 million. On behalf of all of those who benefit from the good works of the CMA-assisted ministries, I am profoundly grateful. This financial support allowed the ministries to respond with great creativity and determination to the challenging difficulties of the year. Catholic Charities and Catholic Social Services, for example, show that pro-life is not just a slogan. They continued to provide pregnancy counseling and post-adoption services, as well as senior services, refugee resettlement, mental health counseling, and much more. They also reworked their food pantries and mobile food outreach to continue delivering meals to those in need while keeping everyone safe and healthy. St. Rita's School for the Deaf, like Jesus, who made the deaf hear, still met the communication needs of its students day in and day out in a year where interpersonal communications saw so many shifts and challenges. Our campus, hospital, and prison ministry chaplains found much of their restricted worlds affected by COVID-19. Yet they each creatively moved their missions forward as they cared for souls, proclaimed the gospel, welcomed new members into the church, and celebrated the sacraments. The Center for the New Evangelization continued to equip Catholics to become missionary disciples. This involved presenting training workshops in parishes, working directly with youth, young adults, and engaged couples, and offering programs for Catholic school teachers and staff. This past May, I had the great joy of ordaining 7 young men to the priesthood, an additional 7 young men to the transitional diaconate in preparation for priestly ordination later this year. All were formed through Mount St. Mary's Seminary and School of Theology, which receives support from the Catholic Ministry's appeal. At the same time, our retired priest generously continued to serve the church with prayer and sacramental help to parishes, pastors, and the faithful of the Archdiocese, despite the special risk posed to their age group by the pandemic. We cannot know what challenges this year will bring us, but we do know that these CMA ministries will be an essential means through which our local church will strive to address them. Please share in their good work through a gift to the CMA this year, whether or not you have donated previously. In the name of the thousands who will benefit materially and spiritually, I thank you for your generosity.